B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So, Annie, how can we help you, madam?
Well, I've been seeing this guy for a little bit now, and I haven't heard from him lately, and I feel like he's kind of ghosted me, and I completely don't understand because we've been having such a great time together. Like, we have chemistry in, like, all aspects.
Yep. That's what everyone says. I'm just gonna fast forward to what happened the last time you guys hung out. How did you mess it up?
On the contrary, I think I did a great job. We had dinner, we went back to his house, and we were going at it for, like, 2 hours.
And, wait, you know, slow down for us in the back here. Going at it, meaning?
Well, we were having sex for, like, 2 hours.
Gotcha.
2 hours?
Yeah. And
damn.
He passed out. So I had to work in the morning, so I just left him. He looked super peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And now I haven't heard from him.
Do you think possibly that he might have been like, okay, she just wanted to hit it and quit it, or?
I really doubt it, because like I said, it wasn't just like the first night. Mm-hmm. And plus, I actually made him some breakfast. Like, I made him some eggs, and I left it on the nightstand, so when he woke up, he would have something to munch on.
Wow.
Okay.
Oof, cold eggs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's why I'm thrown off, dude.
That's what it is. The eggs taste like
right.
He was like, I can't deal with this breakfast for the rest of my life.
He was on the toilet for the next hour and a half. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Listen, we'll it's probably an easy fix. We'll give this guy a call and see what you really did, I guess. Hang on, okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
I think we have the wrong number. Is this Jack? Or can we speak to Jack?
Is this Jack?
No, this is actually his sister.
His sister.
I have his phone. I'm taking his calls for the next few days. Who is this?
Huh?
Okay, so.
I'm sorry. Is this a work-related thing? Because I already emailed HR and Stacy and let them know what was going on.
No, I don't.
Wow. It's not,
understand.
But I kind of wish it was at this point. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, no, we're calling on behalf of somebody who wants to go on a date with them. Like, what? Can you tell us, can we ask, like, what the situation is?
It's like I don't even know what I should be telling people. If this is someone he's dating or whatever, and she has his phone number, I guess I can kind of share what's going on. Like, 4 days ago, Jack actually had kind of a, I don't know how much I should tell you, it's kind of personal, but he had, like, an accident, and he didn't show up for work. So, of course, my work called my parents. And now he's in the hospital. So I'm just answering calls, returning texts, just kind of letting everybody know he's going to be okay.
Was it like a car accident? Like, what happened?
Well, we're still waiting for the tests, but they think he either had a possible mild heart attack.
Oh, my God.
A seizure. Yeah, they don't really know, but it's looking like he might have had a mild heart attack. So I'm just so thankful he's okay. You guys are going to make me cry.
Well, hold on a second. So the person that we were calling on behalf of, they're on the phone line. Annie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. So, Annie, were you with Jack at that time? Like, can you fill in? Do you know what happened? Or, like, were you with him around that time?
You said this happened 4 nights ago?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Yeah, Mom. Yeah, I don't know. Someone who knows Jack. I'll be there in a second. Okay, sorry. It was 4 nights ago, I guess, because he didn't show up for work that next morning. I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name's Annie. I was with him 4 nights ago.
You were with him 4 nights ago?
Yeah, we went out to dinner. We hung out. We went back to his house. We were there for quite some time. And when I left, you know, like, he seemed fine. He was passed out. He looked so peaceful.
Wait a minute. I mean, what were you guys doing? Did you notice anything weird? Was he acting weird? Was he having any medical problems? Because this happened in such a short amount of time.
Jennifer, I'm going to be honest with you. We were having sex.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, but I didn't think anything of it because he was telling me that, like, he felt like he had, he felt like he was going to explode. And I thought he meant like in another way. And then shortly after he passed out and, you know, we went to sleep.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding you right now.
I'm not kidding you.
Is that what happened?
No, I don't think she did. No, she didn't give him a, maybe he's had a heart attack. Maybe he would have had the heart attack anyway.
You guys, my brother is like a world-class athlete. He's the healthiest person I know. And then this girl over here, what is your name again?
What do you mean this girl? First of all, I'm not just some girl. I've been seeing your brother for a little bit now, and it's not my fault that I
had sex with him.
You know what? I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. I hope he gets better. Goodbye.
Wait.
You can't just hung up.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't even know how to respond to this because this is like, I don't know. There's so many variables here. Like, she didn't know he had a heart attack. I'm sure she would have helped him.
She was just putting it on him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And now that I'm like calming down. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I don't know. Like, if this was the other way around, I don't know how I would feel. I feel bad. Kind of, I yelled at her, but at the same time, like, what the. Can you guys just give me her number? I feel like this is a big piece of this puzzle about what happened, and I feel like I need to just call her back.
Okay, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll have our producer, put you guys in touch together, okay?
Yeah, I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her. This is just weird, and my whole family is, like, in the process of working through this.
Can we follow up with you after your brother gets better and stuff about this?
You know what? As long as he makes a full recovery, he will probably... He's fine. He's a cool guy. He would probably laugh about this, so...
Boston. Get up!
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.